Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. One step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ya'el Davidowitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Anava. Today, let's explore how humility actually looks in real life, how an Anav shows up in the world. The Ramchal identifies four behavioral expressions of humility. Today, we'll focus on the first two. One, how an Anav carries themselves in speech, in posture, and in presence. And two, how an Anav responds to criticism or insult. Let's begin with speech. The voice of humility is never sharp or loud. It doesn't try to dominate or impress. It's thoughtful, respectful, and gentle. Because a humble person doesn't need to inflate themselves through their words. Then there's the physical presence, the way one walks, sits, and moves through the world. Not flashy, not attention-seeking. It's not about disappearing, but there's no arrogance, no swagger, no sense of entitlement to the best seat in the room. Okay, now here's the really tough one. How we respond to being hurt, misunderstood, or put down. And let me be clear, we are not talking about accepting mistreatment or staying in abusive relationships, but there is a world of difference between abuse and those everyday moments where our ego gets a bit bruised. In a culture that often celebrates the boldest, the loudest, the fiercest, holding our tongue or taking a step back can feel like losing. But anivus, humility, rooted in the Derech HaTorah, it's made of much stronger stuff, my friends. Let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu, the paradigm of humility. In Sefer Bamidbar, Miriam criticizes Moshe. She questions his behavior out loud. And Moshe, he hears her, but he doesn't react. He doesn't defend himself. He doesn't lash back. The Torah interrupts this narrative of Miriam speaking to Aaron about Moshe with the famous statement, Va'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher p'nei ha'adama. And the man Moshe was very humble, more humble than any other person on the planet. Rashi, commenting on the word anav here, says, Anav shafal v'savlan. An anav is low in his own eyes and patient. Anivus is not about passivity or weakness. It's about tolerant, being grounded enough not to be shaken by insult. So what does this mean for us? It means walking through life with less self-importance and more self-awareness. It means speaking with care. And when our ego takes a hit, sometimes the strongest move is no move at all. Humility isn't about disappearing. It's about showing up with clarity and calm because we know who we serve and where our worth truly comes from. Thank you for learning together with me.